Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our weekly opportunity to chat with Chad Millman of the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And Chad joins us as he does every Thursday on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I feel great today.
So how did
I feel a little bit like finals just ended, and I'm getting to like unpack everything and organize my life, and you know the football season is so all encompassing, and the Super Bowl is so insane that you know it's like you decompress for 2 days.
All right, so what got the big money in Vegas over Super Bowl weekend?
I will tell you the prop that everybody is talking about. Forget about the side; like the sides were essentially split, and the total. There was a lot of money on the total in the beginning, and then there was a pretty big come down at the end. And so anyone who was betting, I think it ended at 51, like most people had bet the over 52 and then the under 55, so it was pretty split there. The prop that everybody is talking about, the bet everybody is talking about, is Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards.
Yeah, that
because
was...
it was set at 30.5, and I will tell you, I was on the under. And everybody in sort of the professional sports betting world thought that it was inflated, that 30.5 was inflated because of what he had done against Tennessee. He had that big 27-yard run. Everybody was reacting to that. And then in the game, he did scramble for something like 44 yards and then had these kneel downs. And it wasn't just the standard kneel down right at the line of scrimmage where you lose like half a yard. It was kneel downs where he was going back, 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 back. And so on 3 or 4 kneel downs, he lost about 15 or 16 yards. Mm. His rushing total went from 44 to 29. And so people like me ended up benefiting quite a bit.
Would you like to see that rule change or stat change? And are there specific types of prop bets you stay away from because of something like that?
I don't want to see the rule change. Look, it's like you can't. I don't want to see the rule change because I want money on it.
Right.
But I don't think it's enough of a high-volume bet. It's getting attention because of what happened, but it's not enough of a high-volume bet for people to go into the rules committee and be like, we got to make a change now. I think there are almost never a prop that I'll stay away from, and I think this Super Bowl was a really good example of the value in prop bets because there wasn't really an edge in either side. There was a little bit of an edge in the total if you were betting the under 55, but the value was in all the prop bets. So I was thrilled to sort of get a chance to look at the entire menu and pick and choose based on the value that I saw.
Is that something, you know, I know in college the rule is, I think if you get a kneel down, it's a team rush, so it doesn't count on the personal stats. Is that something that could possibly happen?
I mean, I guess, but I don't know that the NFL cares enough to change rules just based on sort of a big prop bet losing for some people, because don't forget, it also won for a lot of people.
True.
And so that's always the thing, is like the people that lose, it's like Twitter. The people that are the maddest make the most noise. The people who are happiest are like, yay, this worked out for me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Chad Millman from the Action Network on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now that football is gone, where are people starting to put their money on as far as betting is concerned?
College basketball. It's all college basketball. That's what people love. I wrote a book about guys who bet on sports betting about 20 years ago for their living. And I spent 6 months in Vegas. That's how I got into this whole thing. And it was all about guys who bet on college basketball. That is where all the advantages are. There's so many more games. It's harder for bookmakers to keep up. But the professional bettors look at this and think, all right, now is like where I can make some decent money because football's hard. Like everyone is paying attention to football. There's no real advantage in the point spreads across as wide a swath as there is in college basketball. So that's what people are talking about right now.
As far as the Atlanta Hawks are concerned, they made a big deal last night, a big deal 2 days ago, I should say, with Clint Capella. They brought Dwayne Dedmon in. How does that change their fortunes when it comes to how Vegas might see them?
Not really. I mean, look, there's certain guys who are going to make a difference in the point spread in sort of any kind of market. It's James Harden. It's Giannis. It's LeBron. You know, it's not going to be Clint Capella. As good as he is, it's not going to be Clint Capella. It's not even going to be Trae Young. Like, he makes a difference in the point spread game to game, but he's not making a difference in a futures market. If he were traded tomorrow to the Rockets all of a sudden aren't going to be considered a team whose odds are markedly improved in the West. It's like, you got to be sort of at that A-plus level to be making a significant impact on the market.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we continue on the morning show, John and Hugh, Willie P. in for John. All right, so the big blockbuster trade that involved Mookie Betts going from Boston to L.A., how does that shake up the page when it comes to Major League Baseball's over-under totals?
All right, so that one did it's actually not the over-under total. That one had more of an impact on the futures. So, the Dodgers were already considered to have a really high season win total. So it might, the markets move pretty quickly on news like this, so you're not going to get a ton of value in either case. But, look, the Dodgers did move closer to the Yankees. They're both about plus 350, saying 3.5 to 1 to win the World Series, whereas, the Red Sox, they're losing a generational player. They went down from about 25 to 1 to 30 to 1. So that one you did see a pretty steep change.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Chad Millman from the Action Network. The Oscars are coming up Sunday. Do you find this award easier or tougher to predict than sports?
Dude, you are talking my language right now.
For real.
Listen, I am so excited about the Oscars, and I will encourage everybody, and I say this with a tremendous amount of pride, go check out actionnetwork.com. Read what Colin Wilson did as an Oscars preview. Listen to the Action Network podcast. Guys, our folks take this as seriously as they do the NFL. I was in a story meeting the other day. We were planning out our Oscar coverage, and it began with our lead football analyst. This was before the Super Bowl. So this guy is knee-deep in studying props. He's studying sides. He's doing fantasy analysis. He's doing DFS analysis. He starts the meeting with, I just finished reading the book Oscar Metrics, which is a book that examines how to bet on the Oscars.
Wow.
And the breakdowns they went into, like, from who will win Best Actress and why the woman who played Harriet in the Harriet Tubman movie has a great value over Renee Zellweger, even though Renee Zellweger has won some of the bigger sort of awards in advance of the Oscars, is amazing. To hear these guys talk about who just won the World Soundtrack Awards and how that's a precursor for who's going to win Best Composer, it is astonishing. Or like going through, okay, this, if you want to win Best Picture, you also need to be nominated for Best Screenplay and Best Editing. And like, it is just amazing the depth of research they've done on this. So yes, Hugh, there is tremendous value in the Oscars.
You know what else was tremendous? It was tremendous the way that you lit up when we started talking about the Oscars, Chad. You couldn't even hide that.
I couldn't hide. I got to tell you, I was listening to our podcast last night, and it was so good. And I called our college football analyst, Colin Wilson, who's I bet a lot of your listeners know him just because he's such a good college football analyst, and he's based in the South, so he's knee-deep in the SEC. And, he was giving a treatise on the difference between sound mixing and sound editing and the different unions and the different organizations that feed into sound mixing and sound editing and vote on this category. And it was just the fact he did this research, you have to appreciate and respect it. It just made me so happy.
Chad, we appreciate the time. We'll be watching the Oscars, and we might have to get ourselves a little bit of that Skrilla as well.
Go check it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.